But we start near Bakersfield as part of In Recovery, our ongoing series on opioids produced as part of a data journalism fellowship from the USC Center for Health Journalism. In 2015, residents of the community of Oildale died of opioid overdoses at a higher rate than anywhere else in the county. But in 2016, those numbers plummeted to the lowest they'd been in years. Why? Well, I'm going to take you to Oildale now, where some say it's community advocacy and others say better access to medical treatment. But whether the improvement can last remains to be seen.
There's a great illness here. It's the opiates.
Charlie Huddleston knows opiates. He came across them after a broken childhood.
My father beat me so intensely when I was 6 years old that he gave me brain damage, so they say.
By the age of 10, he says he was skipping school and getting in trouble. It was only a few years later, in juvenile prison, that he was exposed to drugs.
I've went most of my life loaded on heroin, till I was 53.
He's now 59, and helping others recover, in a county where thousands of people are hooked on heroin and pain pills, and few are in treatment. Not to mention another rampant drug problem, methamphetamine. Huddleston wears a t-shirt, a verse from 1 Corinthians, over broad shoulders and tattooed sleeves. He's a trucker. But when he's not on the road, he donates his time to Keepers of the Cross, a motorcycle ministry that runs a community hub on Oildale's main drag. Christian rock wafts out the front door of the yellow building where the Keepers host sermons, health clinics, free meals, and they're building a women's shelter.
We just go into the streets and we just tell people, hey, Jesus loves you. We give them a water. We give them food. We do all kinds of outreach in the trenches of the opiate world.
Huddleston's seen heroin kill friends, family members, an ex-wife. He says he tried dozens of recovery programs. Some helped temporarily, but what finally did work was religion. He remembers one particular church service in 2013.
And when I hit my knees on that altar, it felt like my whole life had come out my eyes. It felt like I cried away every pain, every heartache, and everything. And that's the day that my life started changing.
In March, he reached 6 years sober. He says being a keeper is what keeps him clean.
When I surround myself with the keepers, pastors, parishioners from churches, different churches, I'm held accountable.
So just be careful when you're walking because you are in soft shoes. Watch for needles.
A few streets away, Donna Clopton picks up trash in Beardsley Park. It's for the Oildale Prevention Partnership, which she runs when she's not working as a security guard. She carries granola bars in her purse for homeless people.
Is it really that common to see needles
here?
Yeah,
maybe just one or two, but yeah.
Within 5 minutes, we find two syringes, one underneath a jungle gym.
And this is where the children play, so.
It has blood in it.
You know,
the other is missing a needle.
I don't know if they're hiding them so that they can come back and reuse them, or if it's just their way of disposing of them.
Clopton drops them in a plastic bottle. Alongside her, Dave Cadell rakes his feet through wood chips.
Just to make sure that there's nothing here, it's going to be a hazard for the kids.
He's wearing thick sneakers. Cadell is a retired sheriff's deputy and director of the Oildale Community Action Team. He's mild-mannered, used to lead a singing group at his church. He says drugs are the root of so many of Oildale's problems. Take crime. He says, imagine how much stuff users have to steal to sustain their habit.
Typically, it's going to be probably 10 cents on the dollar. So, you know, your $1,000 TV that they stole from you, they're going to get $100 worth of drugs for. You know, that's not going to help them for more than about 12 hours.
It's no wonder the Walmart on Chester Street locks up even its cheap merchandise, like toothbrushes and nail polish. Now, those struggling with opioids have easier access to treatment.
Hi, what's your name?
Fatal overdoses dropped in Oildale the year a new Aegis Treatment Center opened just across the river in northern Bakersfield.
She checked you in for your medication, so you can just go up to the dispensing window.
Regional Director Javier Moreno says it's Aegis's second location in the city after another on 21st Street.
We noticed that our 21st Street location was seeing a huge increase in patients from northern part of Bakersfield, so it only made sense to open up a treatment center closest to that pocket of patients.
Aegis offers medication-assisted treatment using methadone and buprenorphine, or Suboxone. Moreno says about a third of this clinic's 350 patients come from Oildale. Moreno's in a room used for art therapy. Post-its cover the door, written with patients' goals. Things like being free from addiction, never having to use pills again, a family for my son. Moreno mentions a longtime patient he just ran into.
He just graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Information Technology, and he's working for a San Diego-based IT company. I mean, we get to hear these stories on a daily basis, and for us, it's a daily reminder that what we're doing works.
But at the same time, Oildale's ER visits from opioids are up. Moreno offers one hypothesis why.
It's pretty evident what's happening right now is that providers are, fearful to write scripts, and they're, just leaving patients to fend on their own.
Meaning some addicted to pain pills may turn to street drugs like heroin and the super concentrated fentanyl. So is Oildale's opioid problem getting better or worse? A county health official tells me it's just too early to tell, partly because fentanyl hasn't yet clobbered California the way it has the East Coast. However, she does say Oildale's community groups seem to be leaving a mark. Like Charlie Huddleston's group, Keepers of the Cross.
Do I feel like I'm making a difference? I believe my part in it is making a difference, yeah. I believe we reach a lot of people.
But he can't reach everyone. Three of his six siblings died of heroin overdoses. His last surviving brother uses heroin, lives on the streets. Huddleston carries a change of clothes and pair of shoes for the next time he sees him.
But you just gotta love them until they love themselves. And I think that's the basis of beating addiction is loving yourself.
The next question is, will the rest of Oildale love itself? With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.